Hello, this is Dwayne, and one of the good things that every musician needs to know, particularly piano players, but every musician really needs to know this, is this thing called the circle of keys. Now, they'll get confused about that. As you progress in your music, you'll hear it referred to as the circle of fourths or the circle of fifths. It all means the same thing. It's a circle of key relationships, okay? And what it tells you is how closely one scale is related to the next scale, or how closely one key is related to the next key. Now, when I say scale and keys, those are really interchangeable, because when I say I'm playing in the key of C, what I mean is I'm basing my playing on the scale of C, which goes like that. In other words, all the notes that I'm going to play in the key of C are based on that scale. It's not that I can't play any other notes, but if I do, I have to say so by way of accidental, you know, sharps or flats, right? They're not indigenous. They're not organic. They don't go with that key, right? So you can use them, but they're, you know, in addition to the notes in the scale. So when I say I play in the key of B flat, I mean I'm playing, basing my playing on the scale of B flat, which goes like that and has two flats. When I play in the key of E flat, I'm basing my playing on the scale of E flat, which has three flats. When I play in A flat, I'm basing my playing on the scale of four flats, B, E, A, D, and so on, okay? Now, I'd like you to memorize this circle of keys, because once you memorize it, you'll know it for the rest of your life, and it's extremely easy to memorize when you see that the word bead, B-E-A-D, occurs on both sides of the circle. You see that? If you go counterclockwise, it spells bead, and keep going counterclockwise, and you find another bead on the other side of the circle. What separates those two beads? Only the G-flat at the bottom of the circle, right? The G-flat, of course, and F-sharp are inharmonic. You see below the G-flat it says F-sharp? Well, that's because that's two names for the same note, isn't it? It's like if your name is Sue, but your nickname is Cutie. I mean, you're talking about the same person, right? Not two different people. Same way with these inharmonic notes. Like D-flat, another word for it is C-sharp. Another word for B is C flat, and so on. Okay, that's why those are listed there. Okay, but the only thing that separates the bead on the one side of the circle from the bead on the other side of the circle is the G flat. Of course, the beads on the left side of the circle are flats, B flat, E flat, E flat, D flat. The beads on the other side of the circle aren't, right? Okay, and at the top of the circle are just the primary chords in the key of C, and you know what those are: C, F, and G, right? And so now you know the whole circle, don't you? You could say the whole circle right now, couldn't you? Because you know that there's beads on each side. And at the bottom of the circle, there's that G-flat separating the two beads. And at the top of the circle are the primary chords in the key of C, C, F, and G. So you have it memorized. Now, say it. Turn off the cassette right now. And before I say it, you say it counterclockwise, would you? Did you do it? Did you say C, F, B-flat, E-flat, A-flat, D-flat, G-flat, B, E, A, D, G, C? Could you say it the other way? C, G, D, A, E, B, G flat, D flat, A flat, E flat, B flat, F, and C. Okay, you ought to be able to say it both ways. Now you see inside that circle are the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. What does that tell you? It tells you there's 12 possible keys you could play in. Okay? Now if you want to be picky and say that, well, G flat and F sharp are really different keys, you can, okay, and then you come up with more than 12, but you know, they, to the ear, there'd only be 12 keys, right? In other words, if I played in G flat, it would sound like that. If I played in F sharp, it would sound like that, okay? Now on paper they'd look different, that's true, but that's what inharmonic is all about, right? So there's only 12 different sounds, 12 different keys you can play in, 12 different major keys, okay? Now, this circle shows you the relationship of those keys. The one at the top, the key of C, is most closely related to the key of F and the key of G. How so? Because they share a tetrachord. They share half a scale. Okay? What do I mean by that? A tetrachord is a four-note scale. The ancient Greeks used to use four-note scales, and they all were made up of whole step, whole step, half step. So that's a tetrachord. Okay? The upper four notes, the lower four notes of the C scale are same as the top four notes of the F scale. So they share a tetrachord. They overlap, okay? And the scale of G, The bottom four notes of the G scale are same as the top four notes of the C scale, so they share a tetrachord too. In other words, they share common blood. So what is the difference? How many differences are there between the key of C and the key of F? Just one difference. It's the flat, the one flat in the key of F, differentiates from the key of C. What difference is there between C and the key of G? One difference. It's the difference between no sharps and flats in the key of C and one sharp in the key of G. As you go clockwise, you get more sharps. As you go counterclockwise, you get more flats. In other words, if you go clockwise, it's C is no sharps or flats, G is the key of one sharp, D is two sharps, A, the key of three sharps, E, the key of four sharps, B, the key of five sharps, F sharp, the key of six sharps, and if you go on around, C sharp would be the key of seven sharps. That's why they list that inharmonically. Okay? If you go counterclockwise, F, C is the key of no sharps and flats, right? F is the key of one flat, B flat's the key of two flats, E flat, three flats, A flat, four flats, D flat, five flats, G flat, six flats, and C flat, seven flats. Okay? So you can understand the relationship of one key to another. So what's the key that's most unlike the key of C? It has the most differences. Well, it would be the one directly across the circle, G flat, right? Go clear from C down to G flat. They have the most differences, okay? What's the most the key that's most unlike the key of A? Go directly across the circle and you run into what? E flat. Okay, that's the most unlikely. What's the most closely related to the key of A? Either D or E on either side of it, because they share a tetrachord, they share common blood. Okay? Now with this circle, there's so many things you can do with it, and we can't take the time to get into all of them because some of it's real advanced stuff, like advanced chord progressions, and later you're going to get into it, but you know, we can't quite yet, okay? But just let me tell you ought to memorize this now so you won't have to do it then, because you're going to use this thing as time goes by. Notice if you skip every other note going around the circle, in other words, say you go clockwise, and you skip every other one, you go from C to D to E to F sharp or G flat to A flat to B flat and up to C. In other words, you go up one whole steps, right? That's like the whole tone scale, isn't it? Okay. What if you skip every other one going clockwise? Counterclockwise. C, B flat, A flat, G flat, E, D, C. We got the same scale, don't we? We're just going down on the whole tone scale. Notice those are all whole tones. Okay. We can make some real interesting chord progressions if we, you know, skip say every other chord. Say if we went from the key of C to E flat, to G flat, to A, to C. You see, and composers use this circle all the time to create some unusual chord progressions and some things that work. Right now, I think all you want to know about this circle, other than memorizing it, is that it tells you, you know, what the closest key relationship is. Also, you can tell what the primary chords are in any key. Just look at any point in that circle. Look at D, for example. And the primary chords are D and then the one to the left and the one to the right, G and A, in the key of D. So in the key of D, you have three chords, three primary chords, D, A, and G, right? What are the primary chords in the key of E? That's right. It would be E and the one to the left and the one to the right. What are the primary chords in the key of E flat? That's right. E flat, A flat, and B flat, okay? So you can always tell what the primary chords are. Also, you can tell what the order of the flats are. B, E, A, D, G, C, F, right? You can tell what the order of the sharps are. F, C, G, D, A, E, B, okay? The circle of keys has an immense wealth of information in it. So please memorize it, and then the more advanced you get, the more applications you will find in it. So we'll see you next month. Bye-bye for now.